Hi, and welcome to the Learn to Code with Me podcast. Today, we'll be learning about a bunch of things: preparing for coding interviews, doing a side gig alongside a full-time job, and what it's like to work at Google. That's all coming up after a quick word about how you can support the show. Wouldn't it be great if you could get paid to learn how to code? Even if you're a total beginner just starting out on your own Learn to Code journey? Well, I'm here to tell you that you can do this. My free ebook, 28 Ways to Earn a Side Income While Learning How to Code, walks you through 28 different side gigs you can do to turn your tech skills into dollars, even if you're just starting out. You can download it for free over at learntocodewith.me/sidegig today. Again, the URL is learntocodewith.me/sidegig. Hey, listeners. In today's episode, I talk with Clement Mihailescu. At the time of this recording, he was a software engineer at Google, and he's now since started working at Facebook. Clement is also the founder and CEO of AlgoExpert, a platform that helps you prepare for tech interviews. I wanted to speak to Clement for a number of reasons. He has a very inspiring story. He went from having never written a line of code to getting hired by Google in a matter of months, all while building a successful business on the side. I hope his story will inspire you by showing that you don't need a computer science degree or a technical background to break into tech, let alone to work at a tech company like Google or Facebook. In our conversation, we talk about Clement's journey into tech, his advice for nailing technical interviews, why he started his side gig, what it's like running a side project and working full-time, and what it's like to work at Google. Whether you want to land a job or start your own business, I think you'll get a lot from this interview. During our conversation, you'll hear more about Clement's side business, AlgoExpert, which helps people prepare for coding interviews. Learn to Code with Me listeners get 30% off AlgoExpert using my special affiliate link. Just go to learntocodewith.me/AlgoExpert and enter the coupon code LTCWM. That stands for Learn to Code with Me. And you'll get a 30% discount. If you end up buying AlgoExpert, I will get a small commission for referring you, and that goes towards running the costs of Learn to Code with Me. Again, the URL where you can get this discount is learntocodewith.me/AlgoExpert. And that's spelled all as one word, AlgoExpert. All right, with that said, let's get into the interview. Hey, Clement, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, Laurence, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for coming on again. And I'm excited to chat with you today because you have a really awesome background in tech. You went to a coding boot camp. You've worked at top tech companies. You also have a side project or side business. So I'm just really excited to dive in. But first, could you just share a bit about yourself and your background with the audience and how you got into tech?
Sure. Well, first of all, again, thanks for having me. But my background is pretty unique, or unconventional, rather, I would say. I went to college and did not study computer science, so I do not have a computer science degree. And in fact, I never learned how to code until after college. I did do a STEM degree. I did a degree in mathematics. That was only after having dabbled in a bunch of different fields in college. And out of college, all the things that I was interested in doing, whether it be, you know, try to start my own business or maybe get into something like product management, all these things sort of required coding skills. So I decided it was kind of time to take the leap. And I discovered these things called coding boot camps, which you mentioned just before, which were sort of up and coming at the time. This was about 3 years ago in 2016. And yeah, I enrolled in a coding boot camp, kind of fell in love with software engineering, and the rest is sort of history.
Wow. So you went to a coding boot camp about 3 years ago, you said. Was that like a tough decision for you to make? Like, were you working full time at the time and like left your job to go dive into a coding bootcamp?
It was a tough decision, but I was not working at the time. I had just graduated from college. And when I say just, I really mean like a couple of weeks or maybe a month before my graduation had happened. And I remember, you know, thinking, right now I have to make a decision. Either I enter the job market in some other field that wouldn't be software engineering, right? Or I really sort of take the leap, or take this leap, and which is a leap from a financial point of view, from a time commitment point of view, and do a coding boot camp for a few extra months and pay some more money right after having done 4 years of college to acquire these new skills with no sort of like guarantee that it would work out, right? Keep in mind that I had never written a line of code in my life at that point, but I did have the luxury of having a few friends who knew what they were talking about when it came to software engineering and coding, who could kind of tell me like, hey, yeah, this coding bootcamp looks legitimate. You should try it out. It'll be worth it. And it paid off.
So how long was the coding bootcamp you went through? Was it like, I feel like most are 3 months?
Most are 3 months. So mine was, yeah, it was 3 months as for the sort of immersive in-person portion. And there was, I think, an extra like 4 weeks at home, sort of, you know, maybe half days or do it yourself kind of thing before the 3 months.
Nice. So what did you do then after the coding bootcamp wrapped up? Did you get a job right away in software or as a software developer?
Right. So that's when I guess my sort of career really began. I spent, you know, a few months preparing for interviews and doing all of that. But then I landed my first job at Google as a software engineer. And right around the same time, a little bit earlier than that, actually, before I started there, I started working on this side business of mine, Algo Expert, to help people in that same coding interview process.
Right. So could you, well, I want to dive into both those things, because first of all, I think it's like amazing that your first job out of college, out of a coding bootcamp, was at Google. Could you just talk a bit about that? Like, how did you end up, like, what did you do to prepare? How did you get a job there? So on and so forth.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, ironically, Google is sort of, you know, glamorized, perhaps rightfully so, especially in the software engineering field, as an amazing place to work at, a very difficult place to land a job at. But ironically, they were one of the few companies who seemed to be willing to give me a chance to interview as someone with no experience coming out of a coding boot camp and so on and so forth. I found it surprisingly hard to land interviews, or maybe not surprisingly, but I found it very hard to land interviews at companies. It seemed like people would always dismiss me as like, oh, you don't have enough experience. You know, the canonical frustration of like, oh, in order to land your entry-level job, you need a couple years of experience. But they were willing to give me that chance. So I contacted a recruiter directly, I think via LinkedIn. He got back to me, got the interview process started. And then I spent, you know, a good amount of time and energy preparing for the coding interviews, which are sort of, you know, notorious for being pretty algorithm intensive. And I guess I just did very well on them, and then you know, got the job and took it.
And how long was that total interview process, if you can kind of recall, like from the time you messaged this recruiter on LinkedIn to the time, you know, the job offer was made?
Yeah. So I was skipped to directly to the on-site interview, so I didn't have to do a phone interview. I would say that the interview process took about 3 weeks from the time I spoke to the recruiter to the time that I was told you got a hire decision from the hiring committee, meaning, you know, we want to offer you a position. However, the irony there is that I ended up waiting an extra month and a half or 2 months after that in what's called the team matching phase at Google, where they actually try to pair you up with the team after they've decided to hire you. So, you know, depending on how you see it, it took anywhere between 3 weeks and, you know, 2.5 months.
Gotcha. Oh, wow. So you mentioned earlier that you were also, I think around this time, as you were interviewing, started this side project or side business, Algo Expert. And right. For those of you listening who aren't familiar, Algo Expert is like a platform where people can practice algorithm problems for an interview, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So were you building that at the same time as you were applying to Google and interviewing at other companies?
So the way it worked is when I was preparing for these interviews, I remember it was one of the most frustrating things I've ever done in my life preparing for these interviews. At the time, I mostly had access to books and I guess the internet. So I would spend hours trying to understand like a specific algorithm from a written solution in a book, and that was very tedious and difficult. So then I would go online and I would, you know, surf Wikipedia for hours. I would go on YouTube, and it was very frustrating because there was no sort of like consistent, clear source of information. And I remember thinking, there's got to be a better way. Like, these jobs that people prepare for with these coding interviews are so important, and yet there's not a better way to prepare for them. And that's when I sort of conceptualized the idea of Algo Expert, and I started working on it after pitching it to my co-founder right around the time that I got my hire decision from Google. So this was, you know, after I'd finished the interviews, and when I had, you know, a couple of months sort of waiting, not really doing anything, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So I feel like it's so great to like help people do something that like you're currently going through or had just gone through, because you can like really empathize with what these other people that are going after you, what they're experiencing. So I think it's really awesome that you created this for people, as a solution for something that you're experiencing. So I would love to hear a bit about just like how Algo Expert has evolved since the early days, because when you go to the website now and, you know, I visited it, it's like very polished, really put together. I was actually shocked to realize it was your side business, because I remember looking at your LinkedIn and I saw, you know, your experience like works at Google. And I was kind of like, oh, he probably just hasn't updated his LinkedIn yet. I bet like he now does Algo Expert full time and he's not still doing it on the side. But then you told me, oh no, I'm actually still working full time. And I was, whoa, like you're doing both, like you're working at Google and building this, like, you know, this, you have this company at the same time. So like, how has that been the last few years of doing both?
Right. So it's been incredibly rewarding and also challenging, but for someone who really loves sort of entrepreneurship and building a business from scratch, which it's just something that's been, you know, super fun, if that makes sense. Like, all the work and time that's been put into it has been just fun and rewarding. But it has grown a ton. Like, I still remember when we launched what we call our alpha version, which was essentially like a free version of the website where we only had, I think, 20 questions, and we gave it for free to a couple of people who attended the boot camp that I went to, just because we kind of wanted to validate the product. And that's when I realized, okay, yeah, we really have something here, because these people share the same frustration that I had when I was preparing for my coding interviews. And so since then, yeah, we've really expanded the website from all points of view, way more content, you know, way more questions, way more features, way more sort of marketing and growth. You know, we've paired up with affiliates and online influencers. And so now I'm super happy to say that we've got, you know, we've helped thousands upon thousands of people prepare for their coding interview or their coding interviews and land their dream jobs. So it's been really exciting.
Yeah. Wow. So let's see here. I have so many other things I would love to ask about this, especially with like interviewing and data structures and algorithms. So to Algo Expert, it helps people prepare for their coding interview. Is it just questions around algorithms and data structures, or do you guys do other things as well to help people prepare?
So right now the main focus is algorithms and data structures. So, you know, we call them sort of algorithm questions. Sometimes people also call them just coding questions. It's the typical questions that you get in these interviews at big tech companies and startups. that typically take, you know, 45 minutes or so to solve on a whiteboard. We are looking to expand into systems design soon, because the higher up you go, typically in these companies, the more you have to also interview in system design. Like typically, for instance, a senior engineer at one of these big tech companies or a senior candidate would have maybe 4 algorithm interviews and 1 systems design interview. And so we want to start adding that kind of content to our website as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's awesome, though, that you guys are so specialized and niche, because like there's so many books, there's so many products on prepping for interviews, you know, general tech interviews or just interviews in general, not even tech specific, like the soft kind of questions. So I think it's really cool and probably helps people even more that you're just so specific on like algorithm kinds of questions. So I think that's really neat. And I'm curious, like, is it meant for anyone at any level right now, or is it really geared towards beginners kind of going out for their first interview?
So that's a very good question. It's actually meant for all kinds of levels. Like, we often get asked by people like, hey, are there any prerequisites to this, or do I need to know something special? Maybe do I need to have taken an algorithms class in college or something to do this, to purchase your product and use it successfully? And the answer is no. You just need really like fundamental programming skills. You know, you need to know programming, and maybe you need to know basic data structures like an array or a string. You know, maybe you need to know the concept of a tree. But beyond that, we sort of teach you everything through the questions and through the explanatory videos that accompany each question. And then, you know, even senior engineers would benefit a ton from our website, because at the end of the day, the coding interviews will be asking these same kinds of questions. They might just be assessing a senior candidate at a higher bar.
Gotcha. So, and I don't want to get into too much detail about this, because I know people can just, you know, go to your website and check it out themselves. But I just feel like teaching someone how to answer a whiteboard question online, that seems kind of difficult. Or I don't know, like, how do you communicate, like, how to answer, or how do you, like, test people? Is it the kind of thing where you give them a problem, they try to solve it in a certain amount of time, and then you give them the explanation, or like, yeah, how does it like work?
Right. So what, and again, this sort of all came from what I felt would have been amazing to prepare with back when I was preparing for my coding interviews. But what I would have loved would have been to be able to sort of open some kind of online editor, be given a list of questions that I can pick from, and then start coding out my answer to a question, and then, you know, have a run code button where I can sort of execute my code and see if it passes sort of pre-made test cases. So that's what we give to people. That's what we give to people who use the platform. They can write out their code for all of our questions, and they can actually execute it against pre-made test cases that we have, so they can know whether or not, you know, their code is correct. And then we have a bunch of other features like hints and, you know, other things for the online editor. And then we also have, apart from our written solutions, we have these very comprehensive video explanations that are filmed by me, where I really go in depth in the sort of conceptual overview of the algorithm. Like, how does this work conceptually? I use a whiteboard to kind of explain it out. And then I go into the actual code and explain line by line why I'm doing something. Like, why am I doing a for loop here? Why am I using recursion here? And that's sort of how we get to explain to people, you know, how these complex algorithms work through an online platform.
Sit tight, podcast listeners. We're taking a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. Technical side gigs have had a massive impact on my life. Shortly after I began learning to code, back in 2013, I landed a gig as an assistant to a more experienced web developer. That gig was my first step towards working as a freelancer later on. Even Learn to Code with Me, which is now my full-time job, began as a side project. I am so obsessed with side gigs because they are the perfect way to build up your experience and confidence as you transition into tech. Even more, they enable you to try out different aspects of tech before committing to a new career path in any particular direction. I really recommend them. Because I love side gigs so much, I put together a free ebook to help you start your technical side gig journey so you can earn extra money every single month while advancing your skills. Inside this free guide, you'll learn which skills you need for these 28 different side gigs, how much money you can make from each, plus tips on how to get started on whichever idea is speaking to you. You can get your copy completely free over at learntocodewith.me/sidegig. Again, the URL is learntocodewith.me/sidegig. Gotcha. So you mentioned that you started Algo Expert with a co-founder, right?
Yep.
So is it just you two then working on this behind the scenes, or like, how does that kind of balance look?
Yeah, so at this point, we're three people working on this. My co-founder and I are still sort of the main two people at the forefront. And we have a third person who's also a close friend of ours who's really helping us with some of the engineering. We haven't expanded beyond these three people.
Got it. And I'm curious, like, do all three of you also work full time? So is this kind of like all your side project?
Yep. We all do. And the funny part is that we also all live in different locations. So I'm based in the New York City area. And my co-founder is based in the Bay Area in Silicon Valley. And my other co-founder, or our third partner, is sort of in the middle of America. He's in the, what is it, the central time zone.
That's really cool. So I'd love to hear more about like working full time and having an entrepreneurial endeavor at the same time.
Yeah. So I would say that I'm happy to answer, you know, perhaps more specific questions, but I would say that the first thing that comes to mind there is really just, it's a lot of work, both actual work, you know, just like you have double or triple the amount of normal work you'd have, but also a lot of sort of mental work, because you have to be perhaps work is the wrong word, but I guess like there's mental energy to do all this work, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And you've been doing it for what, the Algo Expert has been around for 3 years now?
I guess now we're creeping up on more like 2 years and a half.
Wow. Yeah. And that's a long time to be doing like to kind of be having two jobs, you know, at the same time. But again, it's really awesome idea. Do you have, so, cause people listening to the show love to hear these kinds of things like productivity tips. Do you have anything like that you could share about how you maybe manage your schedule or like work between the two things?
Yeah. So it's hard to say, because I think oftentimes productivity tips tend to be, or at least I've found, they tend to be like unique to the person. The one thing that I've found was really important for me was to really separate the two things out. In other words, like when I am focusing on Algo Expert, that's all I'm focusing on. I'm not going to be thinking about work and other things. When I'm focusing on work, what I call work, you know, the sort of real quote unquote day-to-day job, I'm focusing purely on that, completely eliminating any thought of anything else. That was something that helped me a lot. And then otherwise, I guess, like, you know, just basically like really asking yourself, is this something that I value and that I want to do? And if yes, then just go for it. Like if yes, it's almost sort of obvious, you know, like, Of course, I'm going to do this. I love it. If it's not an obvious yes, then maybe, you know, you have to sort of reassess things, because sometimes like it's going to be really difficult. And there were times when, you know, now that we're 2.5 years in, we're sort of starting to see a lot of tangible rewards from this business, because, you know, we're starting to grow a lot. We still have a lot of room to grow, but, you know, we're seeing more of the tangible rewards. In the earlier days, there was a lot of like, you know, just sort of putting a ton of work, not really getting anything in return. You know, you put 80 hours of work and you don't you know, you still haven't gotten your first paying customer. That can be a struggle if you're not really passionate about it, or if you're not really wanting to do it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, totally. I just interviewed another guest, so I... Because I we're not sure on the order of the episodes. Like, sign up for the listeners, right? Sometimes we record episodes, we know the order that they're going to go out in. Sometimes we're not sure yet. We adjust the schedule later. So I'm not sure if this will be live before or after yours, but we were having a kind of similar conversation about side projects and having the motivation to work on them. And he was based because he had tried a bunch of different ones before finding one that kind of clicked and worked for him. And he was like, because I hate like the other ones, they had good like market research. They made sense. People wanted the things, but I personally just hated it. Like I wasn't interested in the topic. Like I didn't care about it. I wasn't passionate about it. And because of that, it was hard to wake up on Saturday mornings or to work at night on this thing because like I didn't have, you know, the passion for helping people in this area. So, and he's like, once he started doing something that he actually liked doing and enjoyed, it was, as you, I think, just said earlier, it's like, if it's not an obvious yes, it's going to be really hard to work on as a side project. And I 100% agree with that because I too had gone through things, you know, years ago when I, before I started Learn to Code with Me, a few other ideas that I had of like other websites that maybe on paper made sense, but I would work on the idea for a week and I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot do this anymore. It's just so boring to me. So yeah, nope, totally understand that. So you were just working at Google for 3 years, right?
2 years, 2 months and 8 days.
Okay. Very, very exact. 2 years, 2 months and 8 days. What was it like working there, right? Like one of the top tech companies in the world. What were you, you know, kind of working on? What did your day to day look like at Google?
So it was really incredible. I'd like to think that I got lucky in that I landed on an amazing team working on an amazing product and project that just sort of was perfect for someone like me. I worked on a user interface for a specific product on Google Cloud Platform. So if you're not familiar, Google Cloud Platform is the sort of, I guess, cloud provider service that Google offers. It's sort of the equivalent of Amazon Web Services at Google. And, you know, it's funny because when I first joined, it wasn't a product that I really knew about. It wasn't something that, you know, any of my friends or family knew about. You know, it wasn't something like Google Search or YouTube, but it ended up being really awesome because it is very fast growing right now. So it was very fast paced and it got to teach me a lot about this industry, like the sort of cloud industry, where I think like there's just a lot to learn and it was very valuable. And then putting that aside, because here I guess I was talking more about the product and team that I was on, but it's just been an amazing time for me to grow as an engineer, as a person. It's just a great company to work at.
Yeah, and I said this earlier, but it's absolutely amazing in my opinion that you were able to land a job there, you know, right after college, right after coding bootcamp. It was like your first real job. So I would love to hear what advice you have for someone who is either teaching themselves or they just graduated a coding bootcamp to getting a job at a top tech, at a top tech company like you did.
Right. So I think that as with everything in life, there's always going to be a little bit of luck involved. So that's just one thing to note. And I say this mainly because, you know, I don't want people to get discouraged if something doesn't work out for them. Because oftentimes it's a matter of luck, especially in the landing the interview phase. But of course, you know, the more persistent you are, and the more you keep applying, and the more you keep sort of contacting people and recruiters, the higher chance you'll have to actually land the interviews. But then, as far as you know, preparing for the interviews, passing them, and then landing the job, that's really just it. Like, all you have to do once you have the interview to get that job is to pass these interviews. And these interviews are going to be the coding interviews that we were sort of talking about when we were talking about Algo Expert, which is obviously a, you know, a platform to prepare for them. So what I would really say to someone who wants to land those jobs is, make sure you prepare for those coding interviews. Make sure you don't underestimate them. And, you know, just do your best in that interview room, because that's probably like that one day of on-site interviews and maybe the phone interview, if you have one, will be the primary thing in between the job and you.
Yeah, I didn't ask this earlier when we were talking about like your journey, but did you have any other in-person coding interviews before your one at Google?
I had, so let me think, because it was a very brutal sort of funnel coming out of the coding boot camp. You know, I applied to, I don't know, hundreds of jobs, had maybe a dozen companies sort of call back. The others were just sort of like automatic rejections where they don't even consider you. And then from there, you know, only maybe half of those actually invited me to an interview. So I would say I had probably a total of like 4 or 5 on-site interviews alongside Google.
Gotcha. So I was asking because I was just curious if like you had any other practice doing it like in real life, like in front of, you know, an interview panel or hiring manager or what have you. But okay, so it sounds like you did for several other companies. But because you're mentioning applying to hundreds of, you know, jobs online, and then the position at Google, you messaged the recruiter directly on LinkedIn. Was that something you were doing from like the beginning, like messaging different recruiters from companies? Or is that something that you kind of were like, maybe instead of applying on the website, I should, you know, hit up someone who works there?
Yeah, I would say it's, I guess, a combination of the two, because on the one side, you know, people at the coding boot camp and even people back when I was in college had told me, you know, I'd often heard like, yeah, contacting people on LinkedIn can be beneficial, but you know, sometimes it can be a little daunting, or sometimes you just don't really, I guess it's easier to just submit a resume online. So at first I was doing mostly the applications. Then I tried to switch it up a bit. Even there, it's sort of hit or miss. A lot of times you won't get an answer on LinkedIn. But here I did, and you know, it sort of worked out.
Yeah. I feel like, so just in my own experience, my last job, I got from applying online, which like everyone says, or a lot of people say, you know, never apply online, find mutual connections through, you know, LinkedIn or other social networks, or try to meet someone at the coffee and kind of go through these back channel ways, which I totally think works. And actually, I do think that probably has a much higher success rate. But I also do think that, you know, message, like applying online can still work too. It definitely, you know, worked for me in the past, and it can be easier. I think it's just like trying a lot of different things and, you know, changing it up and seeing what works, what doesn't work. Because as you just said, not everyone checks LinkedIn. Like, I feel bad. I know people will message me on LinkedIn sometimes, and I've just lately have not been checking my LinkedIn messages for any kind of communication. So I think just it depends on like the person and what they're using and what time of life they're in. But anyway, to kind of like wrap up the conversation, I would love if you could share parting advice for people who want to learn more about algorithms and data structures.
So if you want to learn more about algorithms and data structures, I would say, first of all, you know, make sure that you have those sort of fundamental coding skills under your belt. If not, I would try to first jump into that and then, you know, then dive into algorithms and data structures. But if you're there already, then of course, you know, I'm gonna, you know, shamelessly promote AlgoExpert, just because, you know, we've received tons of very, very positive feedback from our customers who've said that it's just been a very good way to learn about them and to prepare for the coding interviews. Of course, if you want to go even beyond that, you can get actual, you know, algorithm textbooks that might be way more comprehensive. And for those, I think there are a couple of popular ones. One is called CLRS. That's a really famous one. But yeah, that's what I would suggest.
Awesome. And for people on the Learn to Code with Me email list and in our audience listening to this podcast, we do have a special discount for AlgoExpert, 30% off. I'll have the coupon code in the URL after the interview is over, and I'll give you all the info there. It'll also be on the show notes, so you can just, you know, click through the link directly. Anyhow, thank you so much, Clement, for coming on the show. Where else can people find you online aside from, you know, AlgoExpert?
Yeah, so I recently started a YouTube channel that's been growing pretty well lately, so I'm really excited about that. You can find me there. It's just my full name. You know, type in Clement Mihailescu on YouTube or Clement Google, and you should probably find me there. And otherwise on LinkedIn and on Algo Expert.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much again for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Clement. If you missed any of that or would like a recap, the show notes for this episode can be found at learntocodewith.me/podcast. If you are listening to this episode in the future, simply click the search icon in the upper navigation and type in Clement's name. And remember, if you're going to be applying for tech jobs anytime soon, you can prepare for your coding interview using Algo Expert. Don't forget to get your 30% discount by going to learntocodewith.me/AlgoExpert and using the coupon code LTCWM, which stands for Learn to Code with Me. If you end up purchasing Algo Expert, I will get a small commission for referring you. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll see you next time.